Welcome to Time with Papa. Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is November 13, Wednesday, 2019, day 316. Today's topic: by faith, you know that God is not in vacation. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 120, verses 1 to 7, Ezekiel chapter 27, verse 1 to chapter 28, verse 26, Hebrews 11, chapter 11, verses 17 to 31, Proverbs 27, verses 15 to 16. Today's main passage, Hebrews chapter 11, verses 17 to 31. By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice. He who had embraced the promises was about to sacrifice his own and only son, even though God had said to him, "It is through Isaac that your offspring will be reckoned." Abraham reasoned that God could even raise the dead, and so in a manner of speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. By faith, Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau in regard to their future. By faith, Jacob, when he was dying, blessed each of Joseph's sons and worshipped as he leaned on the top of his staff. By faith, Joseph, when his end was near, spoke about the exodus of the Israelites from Egypt and gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born because they saw he was no ordinary child and they were not afraid of the king's edict. By faith, Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather than to enjoy the fleeting pleasure of sin. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt, because he was looking ahead to his reward. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He preserved because he saw him who is invisible. By faith, he kept the Passover and the application of blood so that the destroyer of the firstborn would not touch the firstborn of Israel. By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell after the army had marched around them for 7 days. By faith, the prostitute Rahab, because she welcomed the spies, was not killed with those who were disobedient. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passage we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to him. My listening. The topic I received today is, by faith, you know that God is not in vacation. Hebrew 11, the chapter of faith, has a very simple, clear, and powerful way of expressing what is faith. Almost each verse, it starts with, by faith. Look at those faithful servants of God and how they experienced sufferings and hardship. May give encouragement and strength, especially to those brothers and sisters in Hong Kong when they are facing with the most critical time in the history of Hong Kong now. By faith, you know that God is not in vacation. You think that God is in vacation? Maybe it is you who are in vacation. If you think that God is in vacation, maybe it is you who are in vacation. Yeah. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to see that by faith of your servants, so that we won't leave you when sufferings and hardship come and go on vacation. And we go on vacation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to see that word by faith of God's servants so that you won't leave God when sufferings and hardship come and you go on vacation? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.